So I guess I shocked the shit out of Master last week, huh? Yeah, I know. I feel terrible about it. But how was I supposed to know water and electricity didn't go together? Sure, chocolate and peanut butter taste great, but someone had to be the first to run the risk that they might explode if combined, right? Same thing with biscuits and gravy, hydrogen and oxygen, and Ike and Tina Turner. And look how well all of those things turned out. Look, the point is I feel terrible about hurting Master. But I'm not one of those a-holes who nearly kills his best friend, and just because the old boy doesn't function as efficiently, physically or mentally, turns his back on him. Besides, I think the new gray stripe in Master's hair looks good, and I trust that in no time he'll be up and around again, throwing me a, well, rolling me a frisbee. And until that day comes, I'm going to be right here by his side, waiting like a best friend's supposed to. I'm telling you, it's the only thing that matters to me. Hey, my nuts! I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut it out, you stupid mutt. We've got company coming over, and I don't want you making them uncomfortable with that kind of mess.
Yes, sir! Whatever you say, Master. No licky till you're not sicky.
Or until you've fallen back to sleep. Or have been taken in for more tests. Or simply have turned your head.
Walter! Bill and Sess are here to see you!
Hey, Smokey, how you feeling?
He calls you Smokey on account you got fried in the bathtub.
Yeah, I sure did, Bill. But I'm feeling better. Doctor says...
Well, what's he still doing here?
Oh, Jerry? Well, he's my dog, Sess. He never meant to hurt me.
Are you sure about that? I saw this movie on the cable the other night where this St. Bernard all of a sudden just went crazy.
Made me so nervous I pooped a little. Right in my own pants. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that movie. Cujo.
No, I think it was called Beethoven.
I never liked that Charles Grodin.
Anyways, maybe Larry's gone rabid.
You should get a hamster, Smokey. Less rabid. First of all, his name is Jerry.
Yeah, it's Jerry, as in Lee Lewis, or as in Joe's fidgety comedian cousin on Facts of Life.
Secondly, he's not rabid. He just didn't know any better, and he feels plumb awful about it.
I'm a f***ing mess is what I am. Hell, last night alone I baited the moon thrice. Oh, and I even called Delilah to request lean on me.
Well, old Jerry hasn't left my side since, well, the electrocution. Experts say a dog can sense when there's something wrong with you, you know.
Take you two, for example. I knew the moment I met you that you were a bitch and that you s***ed your pants at the first sign of trouble.
Jerry, cut it out. You're not helping.
Rabbit, I tell you. Like some kind of crazed wolf.
Never seen a hamster roam around its mouth, have you? I'll tell you another thing you might not know about dogs. Experts say they possess a special healing power. Yeah, that's right. A dog's saliva can help heal a wound.
Uh-huh. Heal a wound. Did you hear that? Let's see your Dr. McDreamy lick a gash. Bet you'll never see that on TV.
Well, if a dog's saliva can make the skin tougher, Larry's nutsack over here should be like Kevlar by now.
The answer is no, by the way. You haven't seen a hamster with foam around his mouth. You sort of glossed over my question entirely.
Look, the bottom line is this. If you two came all the way from Casa Grande to tell me to get rid of my dog just because he nearly murdered me, you can forget about it. Jerry stays. You hear me? Jerry stays.
Fine. We'll drop it. You don't have to get so angry.
Yeah. I think you made me crap myself a little. Well, for the love of God, Bill, don't get any on Mother's upholstery.
Wow. Now that was a speech. I mean, like, Newt Rockne good. George Patton good. Summer Wheatley good. For the first time in my life, I think I truly understand the meaning of the word loyalty.
Here, Larry. You want the rest of the jerky Bill didn't eat on the way down?
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks. You two are all right. I don't know what the hell Master's problem is. I think he may still be in shock from the you-know-what's-he. So, anyway, there was something said about jerky. Well, what do you say we crack that? Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?